Hello.
Good evening. My name is Edward. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short opinion survey of your community and would like to get your opinions. We are not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
No. Okay. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida state legislature on Tuesday, November 5th?
Democrat all the way.
Okay. Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely to vote?
Yep.
Definitely? Or very likely?
Definitely.
Definitely.
Definitely going to vote. And, definitely voting or Democrat. Even if I don't know who I'm voting for, I'm voting Democrat.
So, Democrat, are you or any member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No, and that's what I'm doing it for. I'm doing it for them. I'm doing it for women. I'm doing it for people who don't understand how life is ruined by Trump. Don't get me started on Trump. I hate the man.
What is your main racial background? African-American,
white.
Black?
White.
White. What is your age?
71. Educated.
71. Great. If the elections for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes how you will be more likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate?
Democrat all the way.
Okay. You will now be given a list of some public officials you might be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no
opinion. It doesn't matter. If they're Democrats, I'm voting for them. If they're Republicans, I'm not voting for them.
Okay. If you have no opinion or if you have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well.
Okay.
What about Scott Boyd?
Is he Republican or Democrat?
I'm not giving that a specific answer. My sincere apologies.
I don't know who he is then.
Okay. What about Erin Huntley?
Is she Republican or Democrat?
Vasila, I'm not giving that answer.
Uh-oh. Well, I don't know. The only ones I'm going to vote for are Democrats. So if she's on the Democratic ballot, I'm voting for her. If she's not, I'm not voting for her. I don't even know who it is that we're voting for, except for Kamala Harris.
But
it's all going Democrat.
Okay. Carolina Amesty?
Do you know if she's Republican or Democrat?
To this point of the survey, I'm not giving that answer.
You're still not given. I have no clue.
Okay. Leonard Spencer?
Have no clue.
And by last, Kamala Harris.
Yes, Kamala Harris. 100%.
Very favorable then, or somewhat favorable?
No, absolutely 100% favorable.
Okay, so very favorable. Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate? Kamala.
Kamala Harris all the way.
Okay. Would you definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
100%. 100%. My daughter and I are both voting for Kamala Harris.
Great. Thanks for your opinions. Even though sometimes I might know your answers, I just still need to ask the questions. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amesty, the Republican candidate?
Leonard, the Democrat one.
Okay.
I don't care who it is. If it's Democrat, I'm going Democrat.
Okay. Would you definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
100%. If he's Democrat, I'm voting for him.
Okay. As you may know, Republican and State Representative Carolina Amnesty was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature, and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. He found guilty.
Who did this? Wait, go back.
Sure, I can
Amnesty did that? Is she Republican?
It says a Republican and State Representative Carolina Amnesty was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature, and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If she's found guilty...
And she's Republican?
Yes, she's Republican.
And that is why the Republicans are going to do cheat as much as they possibly can to get into this White House to destroy our country. Don't get me started. Oh, my God.
That's my intention. Actually, if she's found guilty, Amnesty could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines.
Good. The only problem is if Trump wins, Trump will get her off.
Well,
that's the only problem.
She has denied any wrongdoing, and she said that all those false charges were created by her political opponents and expected to be found completely innocent.
Oh, yeah, and that's what they all say. Yeah, that's what they all say. Trump can't tell the truth to save his soul.
Okay. Well, let me ask you something. I might know the answer, but still, if the election for Florida State household were today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democrat candidate, or Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
Spencer. Whoever the Democrat is, you already know the answer. And you better be voting Democrat, too. I know you have to be nonpartisan, but...
Thanks for understanding.
Everybody in this country should be voting for Kamala Harris.
I just hope the right decision is made. Would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Democratic, yes, 100%.
Okay.
If he's Democrat, I'm voting for him.
Okay. Due to a state representative Amnesty arrest, there has been a discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were true, another Republican candidate will run for this seat. You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. If your answer is still the same with Leonard Spencer, just indicate.
Still the same. Democrat. Democrat all the way.
So between Leonard Spencer and the Democrat?
I know I live in the wrong state, but we're trying to convert the whole state.
It's Scott Boyd. He will be the other Republican candidate. So between Leonard Spencer, the Democratic, and Scott Boyd, you will vote for Leonard Spencer?
I don't even know who it is, but I'm going to vote Democrat.
And again, just to, I know some questions might be too repetitive, but still, would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer?
100% voting for.
Okay.
Spencer.
If the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate?
Did you say Huckabee?
Erin Huntley.
Is Erin Huntley, is he Republican or Democrat?
Republican candidate, and the opposite party is Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate.
Spencer,
okay. And again, would you definitely vote or probably vote for Leonard Spencer?
100% for Spencer.
Okay. You will now be asked future demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate? Biden.
Biden,
okay.
Yes. And when that's not coming one. I got it.
You're a very kind person, if I'm honest with you. It's very nice talking to you. We're almost done, and I'll let you go.
That's good. Okay.
When you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote for Democrat, or usually vote Democrat? Yes. Always vote?
Vote Democrat.
Okay. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, a conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal.
Liberal. Okay.
I believe that everybody has their life to live, and this is the country called We the People of the United States, and we all should be able to live together. Everybody should be able to be happy, and everybody, and that Trump is just trying to be a monarch, and I'm so sick and tired. This, if he does not win this election, he will be done. He will be out of the picture, and that's exactly what we need to do. And these Republicans better step up and start voting Democrat this year, or they're all going to be in trouble. I don't think there'll be a Republican Party anymore.
It sounds to me you have a mission to accomplish. Would you say that you consider yourself very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. Okay.
Right.
Last question. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma? College? Okay.
High school diploma. I did a couple of years of college, but high school diploma.
High school diploma. Okay. Perfect. This concludes our survey. I honestly want to thank you for your time and participation. You've been very kind, and I just hope
you
have a good day and good weekend. Thank you again.
Thank you. You take care, okay?
Thanks. Likewise. Bye-bye. Right.
Thank you. Vote.
It's about to happen in November. It's about to happen.
That's it, November. All right. Thank you, hon. You take care.
Thanks. You too,
all
okay?
Right.
Take care.
You're
bye.
Welcome. Thank you. Bye.